Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, hello there, and you've joined us here today to do a good old bit of consumer advice, because we've got 10 watches that are much cheaper than you expect, that are also really damn good. All the watches you'll see today are available at watchfinder.com. Click on the link in the description below. Thank you very much. It really helps us out. Tom, today I thought we'd have a trawl around the Watchfinder website to see if we can pick out any of the hidden gems that we think are going for a lot less than you would expect, to find those kinds of watches that people really, really want, but they don't know that they can have.
AKA, we've got stock we can't shift, and Andrew wants to do a podcast about it. It feels a little bit like that.
Tom, wash your cynical mouth out with watch-flavoured soap. Because, no, okay. I've genuinely had a look at the website and found some really cool watches that I think offer some great value for money. You don't believe a word of it. Why don't we just get started?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, if we do shift some of them, that'll be a bonus because they've been hanging around. Anyway, starting off, actually, this is a great watch. This is from this year, from 2023. It's a part of the Master Collection. It's a Longines Master Collection Moonphase Chronograph. So Longines, of course, a great place to start if you're looking for your first luxury watch. And you can get something very simple and elegant, or you can get something with a bit more functionality like this. Oh, quite a lot more functionality, actually, because with the Chronograph Moonphase, as the name suggests, has both those things, and you know, there's loads actually going on the dial. So you've got the chronograph function, which consists of a central 60-second hand, 12-hour counter at 6 o'clock, and 30-minute counter at 12 o'clock. You've got a running small second and 24-hour indicator at 9 o'clock, date and month window, and the moon phase display, of course, which is very nice. A big pointer date with the days of the month denoted around the edge of the lovely sunray texture dial, which comes in 8 colour variations. This is the dark blue one. It's got a 42mm stainless steel case. Inside is the L687 caliber, that's self-winding mechanical movement, which runs at 28,800 beats per hour with a power reserve of up to 66 hours. And now this is retailing at the RRP for £3,550, but currently pre-owned £2,285. So loads of bang for the buck there. Loads of great functionality, great little watch, nicely laid out, looks the biz. So yeah, you can't go wrong with that one, can you?
Tom, that's less than £300 per hand. I've never seen a watch with so many hands cost as little as this. And there's great details as well, like the complete calendar and even the pointer date, which you don't see very often, which keeps the dial free of those pesky date windows that often clutter them up. Longines is always knocking it out of the park when it comes to value for money, and this is no exception.
Hooray!
Tom, I know what you're thinking. You want a Patek Philippe Calatrava level watch in terms of looks, fit and finish, quality, all of the above, but for way, way less. That sounds crazy, but it's absolutely not.
I never said that.
Someone said it. Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was you. I'm sure it was you.
I can't remember.
This is the Chopard LUC XP, and it's no normal Chopard. It doesn't have all those rattly diamonds inside it. LU, as in Louis Ulysse, is the founder of Chopard and denotes the high-end collection of the Chopard line. That is alongside the quality of Patek Philippe, Audemars Piguet, and Vacheron Constantin, you get a 40mm stainless steel case with a beautiful brush dial, with blued hands and numbers in an unusual style that gives it a unique look, while still remaining classical. But the pièce de résistance, to borrow a little bit of Italian there, Tom, is the caliber LUC96.53-L. This, if you care to take a look closer, Tom, lean in, is a tungsten micro-rotored caliber. So you don't often get micro-rotor calibers at lower price points because they're much harder to make. They require a lot of fiddling. You know, that's a watchmaking term.
Mm-hmm.
But Chopard, they have the Caliber 96, which was originally developed by Michel Parmigiani, not the inventor of the famous cheese, but the founder of Parmigiani Fleurier, the watchmaker, and Voucher, the movement maker, who supply people like Richard Mille. That's a secret, don't tell anyone. This particular movement as well, for its quality and its technicality, it's nice and thin, has also been praised by Philippe Dufour, who called it his favourite modern automatic movement of all time. You might be thinking, this all seems very expensive and very luxurious looking. There's no way I can afford something like this. Well, Tom, you can, because the depreciation on these things is pretty tragic, and you can pick one of these up pre-owned for the price of an Omega Seamaster. I'm talking £5,755, which is not a lot of money for such an incredible watch.
Lot of detail there, lots of sort of prestigious names and associations flying about there, but none of that is to speak of the hands on the dial, which look like oars. Which is nice.
It's the reaction they're hoping to get from you when you look at the watch, you go, oh.
Coolio. Okay, next up, let's talk about Tudor. This is the Tudor Black Bay 58. So the 58 gets its name from 1958, in which the first Tudor diver's watch was waterproof to 200 metres, yada yada. It's got a cozy 39mm case, which was a characteristic proportion of that late 50s vein of dive watch. But this one is unique, this case, because it's in silver. So the case is entirely satin finished, which gives it a nice matte appearance. But on the wrist, thanks to Tudor's special secret blend of 11 ores and minerals silver alloy, it gives it an incandescent glow. So the silver has quite a nice sort of brilliance to it, sort of shines a bit more than radiantly than steel. The dial is a shocking shade of taupe. That's grey with a tinge of brown. In addition, there's the much celebrated Tudor hallmark snowflake hands. Tudor working on a mascot, Mr. Snowflake Hands. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Some sort of big baseball mascot costume. Mr. Snowflake Hands, they can have that one. Inside is the manufacturer caliber MT5400. That's COSC certified and visible through the window on the case back. So you can see the lovely silicon hairspring and yeah. The RR price is £3,890, but pre-owned, you can fetch it for £2,455. So, really cool, unique Tudor, nice vintage dive watch in silver, which is unique and a bit special.
It's crazy that they're trading pre-owned at around the same price as the stainless steel version for a precious metal watch. And really, the greatest thing about it isn't the silver, it isn't that case back, is that they've answered the question that's been plaguing us all: what colour is taupe actually? And now we know. Tom, I'm going to introduce you to what I think is perhaps the biggest bargain in watch collecting in the world, forever and always. Amen. This is the Breguet Tradition 7027. Now, look at it. It looks pretty fancy. 37mm. No, that's not steel, Tom. That is white gold. This is in the souscription style, of which Breguet is famous for. It is the old French and English way of making pocket watches. You can see there are many a cock on the dial, pinned and screwed in place to allow you to see the inner workings of the watch up front and personal, getting all those cocks right up in there and in your face. There's the added complication as well of the power reserve, which is visible both through the front and the back. But Just like the movement up front, if you flip the watch over, you can see how the power reserve works in the back, and you can start to understand why the power reserve is such a complex and rare complication. It requires a lot of fiddling. The finishing itself is all incredible. It's up there with Patek, maybe even a little bit better. You've even got the parachute shock absorber on the balance jewel. This is a development by Breguet himself and is something they still use in their most exquisite movements here. And I know what you're thinking. What is the cost of getting all this delicious cock in my face? RRP. The RRP of this watch is a solid 30-odd thousand pounds. It's expensive, as you'd expect for such an incredible watch. But depreciation is a cruel mistress, Tom, and it has been very cruel to poor old Mr. Abraham Louis Breguet. You can pick this watch up for the price of a Rolex Daytona, not the resale price, the RRP. So if you've been looking at the £12,000, £13,000 that a Rolex Daytona costs, and you can't find one new at RRP, perhaps you can get yourself a really, really impressive slice of watchmaking in this Breguet Tradition 7027 instead.
Yeah, that's a bit of a bargain, isn't it? For the Breguet name alone, whether or not you admire this style of watchmaking, it's quite a bold look, isn't it, with all those wheels and etc. on the dial. Like I said last time that you dug this watch out for a podcast, I'll just wait for the plastic swatch version to come along. Again, should be any day now.
I swear this one will sell this time. I swear.
Okay, next, I'm going to talk to you about a Ulysses Nardin Classico. So behind Ulysses Nardin's usual offering of the very bombastic freaks and blasts, very bold, mechanical, crazy watches, there is the quaint, by comparison, Classico. So the current Classico lineup offered by Ulysses Nardin is a sort of bunch of limited edition erotic dials, with ladies flashing outside cafes and muff-diving mermaids. And those run you around £30,000. But in 2005, there was this rather nice little dress watch. This is the 8153-111/90. So it's a simple dress watch in 40 millimeters. It's got a very nice silvery creamy dial, nice polished applied markers and hands. Just a simple case. It's just, yeah, very, very universal, legible, unfussy watch from a great brand. I often picture Ulysses Nardin as you've got your holy trinity of watchmakers, Patek Philippe, Audemars Piguet and Vacheron Constantin, and they're sort of standing around chatting, and then they suddenly stop what they're talking about because Ulysses Nardin has sidled up, and they sort of look over and go, "Can we help you?" And Ulysses Nardin says no and just walks away again. And then Langer and JLC are like, come and talk to us, Ulysses Nardin. Anyway, that's how I picture them. This model was discontinued. As I say, it's just a load of lewd watches over there in the Classico line now. But this one is £1,555. So for a Ulysses Nardin for sub £2,000, that's actually a bit of a steal. So yeah, pretty cool.
It's a very cool watch and a very cool brand. And I do think that once Ulysses Nardin is rejected from the conversation by the Holy Trinity, it's going to splash them all by doing a great big dive bomb into the pool. Tom, we're back to Tudor because why not? They make some really great watches. But this is a watch that perhaps people might not have expected to be something of a good value proposition, because this is the Black Bay Chrono, 41 millimeters in stainless steel, and it rocks that Daytona slash Tudor big block style that's very, very popular, including the screw down Chrono pusher sleeves, which are actually really inconvenient but look really cool. Inside is a Breitling movement, as it so happens they shared that platform. The Breitling movement originally had a display at 6 o'clock, which is missing here. If you take the case back off this, you'll see there's a little jewel with nothing in it, but don't let that worry you, because this is the Gen 2 version of the watch, upgraded from the Gen 1 with better looks, the contrasting subdials and bezel. Now, it used to sell over RRP, which was a real shame because a lot of people really liked this watch as a great affordable alternative to the Daytona. What with Tudor being a subsidiary of Rolex, that all makes great sense. But now the watch can actually be purchased for around £1,000 under RRP. Supply has surpassed demand. The watch is readily available and the price has come down with it. So you can pick these up for £3,780 for what I think is one of the best value, best looking and most robust chronographs you can get in the sub 5,000 price range.
And it looks like a panda as well. You didn't mention that.
I don't see that. I don't see that.
Oh.
No.
Do you see more like a sort of scary ghost-faced, like a little boy that might crawl out of your telly and scare you to death?
I see that everywhere, Tom.
Good. Right, moving on then. I've got a Zenith for you. This is an Elite Chronograph Classic. So it's a very stylish dress chronograph. It's 42 millimetres in steel, so it's kind of a little bit larger than what you might expect from a dressy chronograph, but that just means that you get this really big, beautiful, deep blue sunburst dial. And it's very uncluttered, uninterrupted. You've got these very slim engraved markers, two very simple sub-dials, and just the Zenith logo with the star. And that's about it. There's a nice polished round case in steel. You've got some skinny lugs and some skinny chronograph pushers. It's discontinued now, unfortunately. But good news for you, because it was £7,000. Pre-owned now, it's £4,695. You get all that Zenith watchmakeriness. It's got the classic El Primero movement in the back, which you can see doing the business, the chronograph business there. Really cool.
Zenith have done themselves a bit of a disservice here, which is part of the reason why I think this is such an affordable piece, because the Elite name is usually tied with the Elite movement, which is the affordable time only. But this is a chronograph, and it has the El Primero instead of the Elite, so it's giving you really good value for money. Speaking of chronographs, Tom, if you want something that is beautiful, elegant, well-proportioned, and very affordable, I will draw your attention to the Longines Heritage Classic Chronograph 1946, so named because it is based on a chronograph from the history books of Longines from 1946. It's got all of the good stuff. It's got your 40mm stainless steel. It's got your blued hands. It's got a nice ivory dial, and it's got those Breguet numerals, which I think are the real cherry on the cake of this watch. The twin subdial chronograph arrangement is absolutely beautiful. I think it's one of the best ways to lay out a chronograph. It is powered by the caliber L895.5, which is an ETA base. It keeps it reasonably thin, and this watch, despite its very, very good looks, didn't really catch on. It's been, or seems to be, being discontinued, and because of that, the original RRP of £3,150 is getting knocked down quite a bit. You can pick this watch up now for around £2,085, a little over £2,000, for a great Longines chronograph inspired by history and looking rather tasty while it does it.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice and traditional looking. I think you could scale that up and take the lugs and the strap off and sell them at garden centres.
Hang it up next to your live, laugh, love sign.
Exactly. Yes. Right. Next up, here's one from Jaeger LeCoultre. This is the Polaris, the sports-inspired Polaris. Sporty elegance, Andrew. Functional elegance as well.
Mm-hmm.
Trapezoidal indices elegance. Signature rotating inner bezel elegance. I'm going to stop doing that now. Anyway, this is a modern looking sports watch. It's got very strong lines and a very sharp aesthetic. Rugged enough for regular wearing, but streamlined enough for fancy wearing. The dial is black sunburst and grained with that inner bezel ring that I mentioned in opaline, which is a cool detail. The movement inside is the Jaeger LeCoultre caliber 898 with automatic winding and a power reserve of 40 minutes and just finished to the impeccable standard that JLC are known for. So this is the sort of entry point to the Polaris line, and the George R.R. Martin P is £10,000 usually, but pre-owned, we're talking about £6,635, so you calculate the mathematics there. Pretty cool for a formidable sports watch, as good as any Rolex or Breitling, I'm sure you'll agree. A JLC for around £6,000, an advantageous purchase in the field of wristwatch enjoyment, I'm sure you'll agree.
Tom, at first I thought you were reading a dating classified, which really shows how deep your affliction for this watch goes. It is a stunning looking watch from a great brand, amazing build quality, great movement, for a price that is rivaling a new Omega Seamaster. What's not to like? I'll tell you what's not to like, Tom. This is the last watch in our selection here. It is a 38mm stainless steel watch with a solid case back and one of the ugliest dials that you'll ever lay your eyes on. But here's the kicker. It is an Audemars Piguet. If you, Tom, have ever decided that you need an Audemars Piguet in your life but you don't have the budget to match, here is where I can make your dreams come true, so long as your eyesight's not that great. This is powered by the AP Caliber 2225, which is a beautiful looking thing. Unfortunately, you can't see it because of that solid case back, but you know, maybe get yourself a case back tool and have a little peek every now and then. The dial up front does look like it was drawn by a child that wasn't paying much attention, but nevertheless, it is still an Audemars Piguet, and here's the real kicker that might help you see that love truly is blind. This watch costs just £5,190. For an Audemars Piguet, with an Audemars Piguet calibre in it, and all of the lovely juiciness of Audemars Piguet watchmaking, it's kind of tempting, Tom.
On a previous podcast, we were talking about a Frederic Constant Tourbillon for £40,000, and the brand association isn't strong enough for that kind of money, is the dilemma. But now this is kind of like the opposite, isn't it? It's like, how much would you pay for just the Audemars Piguet name? When perhaps the aesthetic of the watch isn't as universally pleasing as one would hope. I think it's all right. It kind of looks like a little bit like a Nana's watch. You might, if it had one of those sort of stretchy metallic bracelets on it, that would complete the look. It's a bit of a weird one, but it is an AP, so yeah.
The great advantage of this watch, Tom, is that if you do buy it, any potential street muggers will just assume that it's a £30 quartz watch from Lizzie Dukes and they'll leave you well alone.
Yeah, sure.
So there you go. That is true stealth wealth if ever I saw it. Well, there you go. That's 10 incredible watches that are a lot cheaper than you think. Let me know down in the comments below which bargain watches you've seen. So I can buy them. Thank you very much. Please do like, comment and subscribe. And don't forget to click the watchfinder.com link in the description below where you'll find all of these lovely watches and more. Thank you very much. See you next time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.